This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, 16 players from the WHL have been named to the 2019 Sherwin-Williams CHL NHL Top Prospects game in Red Deer. We'll have more on that. Red Deer Rebels D-man Alexander Oleksiev gets set to represent Russia at the World Juniors as he goes into the eye of the storm in Vancouver and Victoria. And Everett Silvertips goaltender Dustin Wolf continues to add weekly awards to his WHL resume. He'll close out the show. First up, tis the season for Teddy Bear Toss. In Calgary, nearly 30,000 bears hit the ice. Brad Curl with the call.
Right wing side, a stretch pass for Krinsky. In, he got a man to the net, the deke, the deke. In, he got a man to the net, the deke, they score! Caden Elder! Let the fur fly! It's 1-0 Hittman as an avalanche of teddy bears floods to the ice.
The idea of the teddy bear toss originated in the WHL with the Kamloops Blazers in 1993. Since then, it's been replicated across North America and the world.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week radio edition.
The Canadian Hockey League, in association with NHL Central Scouting, has announced the 40 players that will compete in the 2019 Sherwin-Williams CHL NHL Top Prospects game. Of the 40, 16 from the Western Hockey League. The 24th annual showcase will be played Wednesday, January 23rd at the NMAX Centrium, home of the WHL's Red Deer Rebels. Headlining the WHL talent includes several potential first-round NHL draft picks, including Dylan Cousins of the Lethbridge Hurricanes, Kirby Dach of the Saskatoon Blades, Nolan Foote of the Kelowna Rockets, and Peyton Krebs of the Kootenay Ice, along with D-man Bowen Byram of the Vancouver Giants and Matthew Robertson of the Edmonton Oil Kings. Also named to this year's roster, 19-year-old forward Brett Leeson, who leads all draft-eligible CHL players in scoring 64 points. The Calgary, Alberta product is tied for the league lead in WHL scoring heading into the final weekend of the first half. He's also been named the WHL McSweeney's Player of the Month for September, October, and November. Kelowna leads the way with three players selected, while the Medicine Hat Tigers and Seattle Thunderbirds each have a pair of players named to the roster for the event. The host Rebels will be represented in the game by forward Oleg Zaitsev.
You're listening to the WHL This Week radio edition.
The Red Deer Rebels are on top of the Central Division heading into the final weekend before the Christmas break. First-round NHL draft pick Alexander Oleksiev has played a big role on that. But first up for him, it's a trip to Vancouver and Victoria to represent Russia at the World Junior Hockey Championships. Alexander Oleksiev, big part of the Red Deer Rebels and a big part of Russia at the upcoming IIHF World Junior Hockey Championships coming up in Vancouver and Victoria. Alex, I talked to you just a few days before you go and join Russia here, but still some business to take care of the Red Deer Rebels. But how excited are you to represent your country here in Canada and try to go for gold?
Yeah, apparently I'm really excited, and I'm always proud to wear my jersey, my country jersey, and always really excited to play for them.
Do you feel like you'll be the enemy in Vancouver with all the Canadian fans, or do you relish that role of maybe being the me against the world mentality there?
I'm not sure. I guess we'll see. But I'm just gonna play my game, and I will go there for a win. So doesn't matter who's cheering for you or who.
Okay, you have a tough pool for sure with Canada and Sweden and some other top nations here. What do you think Russia's chances are? You got the feel for the guys, maybe half of them at the CIBC Canada-Russia series. Now you'll put the best foot forward here. What are the chances for Russia in this tournament?
We have actually a really good roster for this year, and I think we're going to be really close to win, and we're going to do everything for a win. So, yeah, we'll try to do our best.
Your role in that team. Now, you're used to this North American ice. Maybe some of those players aren't here. Do you think you'll be a top pairing defenseman here and see lots of time on the special teams there for Russia?
I hope so. Yeah. We're going to play exhibition games before the World Juniors start, and I think coaches will try play me in all areas, and at the start of World Junior, our first game will show us where I will play.
Alex, when you look at where the Rebels are at right now, you guys are on top of this tough, competitive Central Division, and you're a big part of that here on the blue line here. So how have the Rebels been able to get to the top here in the standings and stay there with a couple of trades made with the Kootenai Ice to bring in some guys, but how are the Rebels getting it done?
We just compete every day and getting better every day. We just came to the rink and having fun here, playing game. We're doing what we love to do, and apparently we're just really tough team to play against, and we're doing our best, I think.
Well, you made a pretty big trade with Kootenai to bring in Cam Hausinger and Brett Davis. How have those two fit in with the team so far?
Perfect. I think really good, because I think they filled up all the holes we had in our group, and now we're just a really good team who is really skilled and really hard working team.
Okay, Alex, I'll say this: go ahead and have a great World Junior Tournament and bring back a silver medal to Red Deer. Okay.
Thank you. Only gold.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Everett Silvertips goaltender Dustin Wolf is only 17, but he continues to pile up the accolades. He is this week's Eli Wilson Goaltending WHL Goaltender of the Week, and also picked up the CHL honor as well. Voice of the Silvertips, Mike Benton, sat down with Wolf.
You're basically only into your second season, about roughly halfway. Can you tell me, at 17 years of age, if you've ever felt more confident in your game in your entire life?
No, I don't think so. It definitely helps being able to see a lot of games here in the first half of the season. As far as experience wise, I think it goes a long way, because without playing, you're not gonna go anywhere. I think playing just helps just as much as watching, especially last year with Hart last year, just being able to take bits and pieces from him. And I think I've been able to transfer into this season as a number one, and I think I've done a pretty successful job thus far.
Biggest thing that Carter Hart did for you as a teammate last year, what was it?
I think just giving you some little tips and just trying to keep your head up, because at that time you're not playing much and kind of in the situation that Max is in now with playing a backup role. And as a backup, you're just as critical as a starter when you're called upon, and especially when you're on a streak, you're called upon and you want to put your best foot forward. And I think last year I was able to do that pretty well, and Hart was just able to help me progress through that.
People can say the unique thing about goaltenders is that sometimes they can be, you know, creatures of habit, whether it might be the way that you stretch, whether you certainly prepare for a game, sit in the stands, tape your stick, anything else. Even some will say that they have to, you know, see so many shots by the 10-minute mark to feel that they're into the game and mentally engaged. At what point do you feel like you're in for a good game?
Yeah, I think I prepare the same way each and every game. Obviously, every game is different. You have first periods where you see quite a bit of rubber, and then there's other ones where you're only seeing 3 to 5 shots. So you got to be prepared mentally and physically. So whatever comes your way, you're ready for it. And then the mental part of the game is so difficult. So I think your preparation is the biggest part of it. So whatever happens, happens.
Anytime we talk to a 17-year-old, there's often the words NHL draft thrown into the conversation. And a lot of times the answers will come back, I'm not focused on that right now. It's day by day, which is obviously an understandable answer as well. But you growing up not too far away from the Los Angeles Kings, a relationship that you had previously when you got here, does a connection with the LA Kings become closer or more distant the more that you get into your WHL career?
Oh, it's hard to say. I mean, it's pretty cool to just see friends from back home and congratulations on a good week or whatever. And but at the same time, you know the guys there pretty well. And like you said, you try not to think about it too much. You just try to play a game at a time. And at the end of the day, it's how you perform on the ice, that's how you're going to get looked at and how eventually, hopefully, your career continues.
What did goaltenders like Jonathan Quick and even a guy that you followed as well in San Jose, pretty good goaltender, last name Nabokov, do for you and inspire you as far as goaltending?
Yeah, I think both had unique characteristics to their game. Obviously, Quick is a very flexible and explosive goaltender, and Nabokov was a pretty similar way, and they both found ways to stop pucks. So they've had really successful careers in the NHL, and I think I've tried to take bits and pieces from each of their games, and hopefully one day I'll be able to step into their footsteps.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say a special thanks to Mike in Everett for his help this week. Hey, enjoy the holiday break, everyone. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.